You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, this is our final installment for the week in the conversation about courage and faith in this morning's deep dive. Not every battle is won in a day. Some journeys require courage that endures setbacks, delays, and doubts. Faith is not just for the mountaintop, but also, maybe especially, for the valley. Courage is choosing to keep walking even when the finish line feels very, very far. But as long as you keep moving with God, you are never losing. So we're speaking about courage for the long journey, and we're just trying to connect with our pastor, Pastor Bright Sinkozi, who should be joining us for this conversation. And there's one quote that he shared earlier this week, which I thought is quite apt for today's conversation, from the Great Controversy, page 621. The season of distress and anguish before us will require a faith that can endure weariness, delay, and hunger, a faith that will not faint though severely tried, right? So we're talking about faith that endures, not just faith for today, not just courage for today, but faith that will endure a lifetime. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back once again to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, Wanyi, and good morning to the listener.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. Looking forward to this one because, you know, when we think about faith, sometimes it's hard enough just getting through the day, Pastor. Now we're talking about a faith that, that has some endurance built into it. This is going to be tricky. So why is endurance such a key part of courageous faith? Hello, Pastor.
Once again, for having me. Are you able to get me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Right. So I was just saying it's a privilege once again to be here this morning. You ask a very important question, but even as I attempt to give a response to that, I wish just to indicate that some battles are not over in a moment. Mm. Whether it's overcoming addiction, whether it is raising a godly family, whether it is serving in a difficult ministry or battling illness, some victories take time. So faith is not just about the starting line. It's about endurance. And that's why Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says, you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Mm. So your question is, why is endurance very important, a key part of courageous faith? I pick this from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says there, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. So why is endurance such a key part of courageous faith? It is because it sets us before the very presence of Christ. And I think somewhere in scripture we are told, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. I think it's James chapter 1, verse 12, if I'm not mistaken, but we can look that up too. So faith is not just believing God once. It is continuing to believe even when nothing seems to change. So that's why it becomes part of our courageous faith journey. I mean endurance. That's why endurance becomes such an important aspect of our faith.
Yeah.
There is somewhere I read where I think in one of the writings which says the Christian life is a battle and a match. So in that regard, then you realize that we have to continuously keep pushing and piling things that in a way are going to, you know, paralyze us, that when we persevere, when we soldier on, and then things.
Hello, Pastor, are you still there? All right, we seem to be having some trouble with our line there. Pastor, can you hear me?
I'm able to hear you, yeah, but the line skipped at some point.
Yes, we lost you for a few seconds, but it seems like you're back on. Can you speak to us about how we stay motivated when answers and breakthroughs are taking longer than we had expected them to?
Yeah, so I already indicated there that it's not a one-day aspect, but here is the thing. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. The Bible says, and I love this, I've used it a couple of times when I'm dealing with matters of stewardship, mm-hmm. but I'm bringing this also into this aspect today. The Bible there says, though the vision tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. Mm. That's what the Bible says. Mm. Galatians chapter 9, chapter 6, verse 9 also tells us that let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The question you're asking is, how do we stay motivated when answers or breakthroughs take longer
yeah.
than expected? I think that's how I got your question. Mm. And so keep your eyes on the promiser, not just the promise. Remember, God is more interested in shaping our character than giving each and every one of us quick fixes.
Yeah.
I've always taught people, and they've argued with me, but here is the thing. Prayer is very important, but we are not going to use prayer as an exit door because we want to gain something.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to pray because there is need for me to do so. But in the end, I will have to keep on the lane even if things don't favor me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I brought in the aspect of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Though the vision tarries, wait for it because it will surely come. And still in Habakkuk, should be chapter 3 this time around, the prophet says, even though the fig will not give fruit,
mm-hmm.
I will not give up on my God. I will endure even if things don't work right for me. So then I will submit by saying, in the darkest days, faith should not fail. We must learn to trust when everything looks dark. And that would be my response to that question.
Amen. Amen. And what encouragement do we draw from people who didn't give up in the Bible? What examples can we share?
I skipped that question for a moment.
I was asking for examples of people in the Bible who had to endure and what encouragement we can draw from them.
Ah, I love that one. Job. Look at Job. We lost everything, but we declared, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That is in Job chapter 13. If you are looking for one to encourage you, I think Job will do the most for me.
Yeah.
But look also at the endurance of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long you've been doing this work in the media, Bonnie, but this gentleman preached for 120 years and no convent was coming.
Yeah.
I've done crusades. Each time we are baptizing less than 20, my heart is broken. Just for two. But Job preached for 120 years and no one was converted in the process.
Sure.
But guess what? He stayed faithful. Look at Joseph. Joseph endured slavery. Joseph endured prison for years before seeing God's plan unfold. Did he give up? No. Look at Paul himself. He suffered shipwrecking, stoning, and imprisonment. But what did he say? I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That is in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. So then, God never leads his children otherwise than they would choose to be led.
Amen.
If they could see the end from the beginning. You know, there is something that we have always...
Oh, man, we seem to have lost the pastor again. Pastor, are you still there? Pastor Sinkozi, can you hear me?
There is one of the Bible commentaries where I read, it says, it will make you regret having to know what is coming ahead of you. Mm. But imagine God is walking you through all that. And this, to me, is very important, that we shouldn't give up even though things are not moving according to our expectation.
Yeah. Wow. Those are powerful examples there. And how does prayer and community help us to stay strong during a long struggle?
Before, joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. This is what Romans chapter 12 tells us. Two are better than one. If one fails, the other can lift him up. And that is the encouragement I get from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 and 10. Mm. How can prayer and community help us stay strong during a long struggle? Acts chapter 2, verse 4, 42. The early church survived hardships through fellowship, prayer, and the breaking of bread together. So then, prayer is the key in the hand of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse. Christian fellowship is also necessary for spiritual strength. So then, there is no way out. You need the community. I think, if I'm not mistaken in this discussion, I said there is no need for us to neglect the habit of assembling together, as the scripture admonishes us. Mm-hmm. And so we can pray and we have to keep praying, but we also need somebody to pat on our back. Mm-hmm. Here we are, Bonnie. This, I take, is a community activity we are doing because thousands of people are listening on to this. Mm-hmm. Somebody was at the verge of giving up, but because we are discussing these things, we now see the need to hold on to the faith that we have. We now begin to see that the promiser is more important than the promise itself, because for me, I take it that every promise that has not been fulfilled still has room for it to be fulfilled, and so we can live trusting in the providences of God.
Amen. And Apostle, what's an area in your life where you feel that God is asking you to hold on and not quit, if you wouldn't mind sharing, or maybe a past experience where you felt the Holy Spirit encouraging you to keep holding on and not quit?
There are many things that I would have given as points of reflection. I told you yesterday about how I accepted the call to walk this pastoral path, even when things were not looking so stable, including financially. And at this particular moment, I realized that God is asking me to hold on, even when it didn't make sense. But also, there is something that I want to say generally, Bongi, that a number of people, few years down the line after marriage, they find it so hard to continue. They find it so hard to push on, and they think at some point, why can't I just call it quits? Mm. Also, the issue of raising children in the faith, it is very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I have lived at a point where I made just one mistake, and it became very difficult for people around me to trust me.
Ish.
Now, there are people that are living with so huge tags on their lives. I told you that I'm reading about Jabez's experience.
Mm-hmm.
His name itself signifies pain. But when he finally realized that it's not about the name, it's not about the past, it is not about how I was brought into the world, then he prays to God asking for blessings. Not just mere blessings, but big blessings. He is asking for God to enlarge his territory. Now, if you have the faith like that of Jabez,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about faith so passionately here, because it is that moves the entire heaven. When you trust heaven, when you trust God, when you put your faith in God, you realize at the end of the day that the entire heaven now is concentrating on you, knowing that if heaven is going to betray your trust, if heaven is going to betray your faith, then the entire world will laugh at you, and heaven is going to be a laughing stock. So waiting for him or restoration is also another area where God will tell you, hold on. Overcoming a secret struggle is also another area where God will say, it is not easy to quit now. That By and by, provided you keep trusting in God, you are going to endure that. Let's look at scripture. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 tells us that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So if God is telling me that he's going to carry me throughout, then he is asking me to hold on even at the point where I feel it is more painful and I'm not supposed to quit. Isaiah also says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So when you keep waiting on the Lord, then it is possible that on a daily basis you'll be renewing your strength. And God is simply saying, don't give up. Hold on to this. Just because the journey is long, it doesn't mean God is absent. He's walking with me. He's walking with you through every valley. So I want to encourage everyone this morning that endurance is faith with long legs. It keeps walking. It keeps walking. It keeps praying, even when the road is tough. So courage isn't always loud. Sometimes it's simply the decision not to quit today, as we will probably be ending these discussions today. And remember that being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, according to what Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 is telling us.
Amen. Powerful words. Thank you so much, Pastor. This being our last session together, any final thoughts that you'd like to add to that, and then please close for us in prayer?
Sure, thanks a lot. You know that today we are moving at a time where we may not see the finishing line yet. Mm-hmm. But guess what? As long as we are walking with God, we are still in the race. So let's keep running. This is not a sprint. It is a marathon. In the by and by, we'll get used to this running, and eventually we are going to reach the finishing line. So let's never give up on God. Let's keep trusting in him. Let us pray. Amen. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you that you took time to remind us that we need to be courageous. We need to trust in you. We need to believe in your providences. We need to believe in the many things that you have done for us. Some are not yet right. Some are unfolding. And sometimes you may not even live to see, but we believe and trust that you are doing the most for each and every one of us. And so I want to pray for anyone that would have been at this particular moment discouraged because things are not moving according to their plan. But Heavenly Father, what is important is your design and not our desire. And so allow us to submit to your will. Just like Christ realized when it was the heaviest in his ministry here on earth, that it is about your will and not what we wish as human beings. So teach us to do good things that you impose on our way, but also help us to look on and hold on to you. This be our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor, for coming through. It's been a blessing chatting with you this entire week, and I pray that God continues to enlarge your territory, bless your ministry, and have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Amen. It's been an honor to be here and looking forward to another engagement.
Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.